Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. When we are talking about nature, we are speaking about how events, how practices in our world have an effect on our environment, a detrimental effect on our environment, because we are related to nature. That's why some people, they say Mother Nature, because there's a connection, there's that relationship that we have with al-tabi'a, with that which is around us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep in mind that we are being dishonorable, we are not being loyal and faithful to the environment, and therefore it's going to be our fault. Whatever happens is going to be our fault. As the Quran says, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَن كَثِيرٍ.
And whatever strikes you of disaster, it is for what your hands have earned, but he pardons much.
That's one ayah. And then of many other verses in the Quran, let me read them very quickly, read them out very quickly. فَأَخَذَهُمْ الطَّوْفَانِ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
And the flood seized them while they were wrongdoers.
وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّوا الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ الْهَوْنِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ.
And as for Ad, they were destroyed by a screaming, violent wind.
And these verses and many other verses as far as, Nuh's flood, as far as Thamud, as far as Ad, and the punishments that some of these groups of people received because of what it is that they were doing. So there is that effect of bad outcomes because of bad actions and bad deeds. Now, when we're talking about these bad outcomes due to bad actions and bad deeds, it's mainly because of that reason of there being a negligence towards the amana that has been entrusted to you. It's mainly because of, and we can see this very frequently in these ahadith, because of dhulm, because of oppression, mainly because of you as a society, you as an individual, you're not doing your nahi an al-munkar and your amr bil ma'roof and any other kind of negligence towards our wajibat or the allowing of muharramat to occur publicly and without any kind of responsibility towards them.
Oh. Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سالی حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون دماغ این قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
This long hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, that says, وَإِذَا نَقَضُوا الْعُهُودِ صَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوَّهُمْ وَإِذَا قَطَعُوا الْأَرْحَامِ, if they break pledges, if they sivitize with their relatives, if they don't do their amr bil ma'ruf and don't do their nahi an al munkar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will empower evil, the evil among them, over them, and they will do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their prayer won't be accepted. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, it's a long hadith by the way, but that's, you know, part of it that is, you know, important for us to understand. You know, if you don't pay your zakat, the hadith says, if you don't pay your zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will imna barakatul ard, will stop the blessings of the earth. Instead of that earth being fertile, it will be barren, it will be useless. Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says, inna al-mu'min لَيَنْوِي الذَّنْبِ فَيُحْرَمْ رِزْقَهِ. A mu'min, a believer, will make plans or intend to commit a sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive them of a certain rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive them of a certain rizq. Just because they polluted their mind, although they did not commit the sin itself, but they polluted their mind with doing niyyah of committing a sin, they just deprive themselves of a rizq. Here, rizq might not necessarily mean material rizq. It might mean spiritual rizq as well. You know, you inwi to do something bad, something evil, something haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deprive you of waking up for Salatul Fajr the next morning. And many of these other simple examples. Because there's a lot of good for us to be able to contribute and positivity around us. When it comes to dealing with nature, where we will stand good in making sure that we stay committed and loyal to our environment. Or else, there are going to be different ways of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake us up, give us a wake-up call to remind us of our responsibility towards God and also towards earth. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind.
a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.